George Gershwin, the man who made an honest woman out of jazz. Still in his early 30s, he is already a legend. Millions of words have been written about him and his music. Millions of his fellow citizens have caught the richness and vigor of the rhythms he has made, and in him, they have found a bright reflection of their own eager age. As his principal commentator puts it, he has built a new music compounded of grace, vitality, and dignity. So much for the Gershwin legend. Tonight, we want you to meet the young man himself. So pardon my rather lush enthusiasm, George, and take an opening piano bow for our audience here and on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just played for you my personal arrangement for Fascinating Rhythm and Liza. I've played these two tunes so many times at parties that I've naturally been led to compose numerous variations. The sort of thing every composer does when he is called upon to manipulate his own stuff over and over again. You just heard the result. At Rudy's request, I'm going to play for you something decidedly different in mood and tempo. The sort of blue lullaby, one of my three piano preludes. Thank you.
Now, as one who has himself been newspaper interviewed practically into a coma, I've always cherished the desire to try the other end of the job and to do a little interviewing myself. So this afternoon, I cornered George, asked questions very much at random, and took notes. I tried to think of questions you might ask yourselves if you had the opportunity. For instance, George, here's the query all composers encounter three times a day. When you work with your brother Ira, which comes first, the words or the music?
Usually the music. I hit on a new tune, play it for Ira, and he hums it all over the place for a while until he gets an idea for the lyrics, and then we work the thing out together.
Are you working on anything new right now, George?
Yes, Ira and I are working on a new show called Pardon My English. The thing is already in rehearsal, and we're still trying to finish the score.
What contemporary American composers do you most admire?
Jerome Kern and Irving Berlin. Both of them have been very helpful to me. Incidentally, I believe Kern's Showboat score to be the finest light opera achievement in the history of American music.
And I agree with you. Tell me, how did you get your start in music, George?
Well, I left high school to take a job as a song logger at Remick for $15 a week.
That's 45 less than I used to get. Remember, I said I was going to ask questions any member of the audience might think of. How much money do you make, George?
About half as much as you do, Rudy. How much is that?
One third as much as I told you this afternoon, you liar. Now, look, George, let's remember we're artists after all. One more question. Which of your show tunes do you prefer yourself?
This one, Rudy.